This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Mask on. But if you got antibodies, it's pants off. Do you have the antibodies? Do you want to be with me? Do you have the antibodies? Because if you don't, you better stay away.
Jake, have you heard that before?
Yes, Nicholas Braun's antibodies. Do you have the...
antibodies, do you have the... let's get a quick wrist check. I'm wearing the G-Shock DW5600 NASA edition. What are you guys wearing? Pyle, is that an F91 Casio Apple Watch?
No, it's an Apple Watch.
Huh. Me and Pyle both have Apple Watches.
No, Jake, that's actually your AirPods case that you're holding up on your wrist.
Got a scrunchie.
Marika's wearing the scrunchie.
Okay, so yeah, now I have an Apple Watch.
Those are just headphones, wired headphones.
Okay. I didn't know this was going to be a watch show, but I have a Tag Heuer... in my dop kit.
Welcome to the HeadGum Podcast. I'm your Jost, Jeffrey James. With me as never before is Jake Hurwitz, Marika Brownlee, and Andrew Pyle. Similar names, similar faces, similar races.
None of those things. None. Actually, I guess me and Pyle kind of.
What have you guys been up to? Let's do Rosebud Thorn of the week / year.
It's so broad.
Oh, man.
Fine. Just week.
Okay. Cool. I don't want to go first. Can I change the game on you?
I don't want to go first. Let's do something else.
Here's my idea. Is that I want someone else to guess my rosebud. Because I want to guess Marika's rosebud.
I'll guess your rosebud.
All right, tight. Great background. Nicholas Braun's Marika. Marika actually has a new rosebud based on this background. I think your rosebud was the arrival of your folding e-bike.
Ooh, you're correct. I had something else in mind, but you're definitely correct. I made an error.
I'm in an error.
I think your rosebud is that it was your anniversary.
That's right.
Yay.
Yes, that is correct. 2 whole years since me and Jill got married. Y'all were there.
We sure were.
It was the highlight of my decade.
It was a stormy wedding, though.
Oh, yeah. They say that's
emotionally
good luck,
too. Emotionally too.
Mainly emotionally.
It's been a stormy marriage, to be honest.
Yeah, I guess this brings us to our first segment, marriage updates. Let's hear from Pyle and Jake.
Still married.
Copy that, Jake.
Going strong.
Yeah, going strong, going long. Me and Jill are in it for the long haul.
Should go with us. Marriage update, we're sort of in it for the long haul.
Did you say long Paul?
I said long Paul.
Ron
Excuse
Paul.
Me.
Paul who?
For the Ron Paul.
Pyle, what about you? Rosebud Thorn, highlight, low light, and something you're looking forward to.
Something I'm looking forward to is having a baby. Having a child soon.
In the next
You have
three
to
weeks,
tell us
so.
That shit.
I know. Well, better late than never.
To have a kid or to tell us?
Both.
That's what you're looking forward to. What's the highlight and low light? This is unbelievable.
Oh, the highlight. I got a Peloton.
That's how that
hell yeah.
Going. How's
it's
your
been
ass?
Great. It's been great. Ass is firming up day after day. Just tacking on the miles.
Right.
Cranking up the resistance.
Are you trying to elongate yourself? Because what people can't see is that you have kind of a top knot bun that's literally adding probably 7 inches to your head. And then if you're doing the Peloton, you're probably like stretching your legs out a little bit.
Yeah, it's pure gains over here. I'm putting on quarter inch
vertically integrated gains. Yeah.
Vertical gains.
I guess I'll go. My thorn is doing this show. Because I always get shot down all the fucking time. Everybody leaves the show by the end of it, which I obviously have come to expect. Micah was on last week, and or maybe it was the week before, and he was surprised to be the only one on the Zoom by the end.
He texted me afterwards and was like, so is like the vibe of the HeadGum Pod that everybody like ridicules Jeff? Everyone makes fun of Jeff until the end. And then I was like, yeah. And he was like, I wish I knew that.
Well, that's why they call it the Thunderdome.
No, they don't. Are you trying?
We're waiting for a clip.
Yeah, he's about to do something. All the light in his like little closet just changed.
If you knew you were going to say Thunderdome, have the sound effect queued up. Like,
well,
have
I had antibodies queued up, right? So I have, and the only thing I can use through loopback at this point is Spotify. So I have to use this shitty DJ Sound Effects FX album. It's literally DJ Sound Effects letters FX.
Well, Ferris is going to edit all this together to be super tight. Yeah.
Oh, that's good. That one's way better. All right. This brings us to our first segment. Good so far. Good so far. I should also mention that I wasn't recording until Marika started doing her Rosebud Thorn. I'm recording the Zoom, so I'll just use that audio. But I apologize to the audience for having to hear probably a minute and a half of me rambling lo-fi.
I don't know if you're serious or not.
That's serious. Would you rather?
You literally said I'm recording. That's the reason we started recording. Dead.
This is a game of would you rather, Pyle. We're moving on, man. The game. Something that'll serve
that was
you guys
all my best
well.
Stuff. The child announcement.
No, that's recorded. That'll be on. We have all
we
of
got
this.
That. That's
we have
clean.
All of this. I just my audio is going to be a little worse.
Marika has a new thorn for the week.
I know,
and that's on
the
you,
mix
dude.
Is gonna suck now. This is gonna be like
it was 2 minutes. It was 2 minutes of the whole thing. Are you kidding me? This is unbelievable. I didn't even say anything for the most part. It was Marika and Jake talking. Then I switched over to check my levels, and I wasn't recording. And that's fine. That's absolutely fine. I maybe said 12 words before the end.
All right. Well, let the audience weigh in. Let's ask them if they noticed.
Would you rather? Are we all down to play a game of Would You Rather?
Yeah.
Sure.
All right. Would you rather? COVID was never a pandemic, but Trump gets a second term, or what's currently going on?
I hate to get political, but like, I just feel like he did such a good job on this one. So I want to like guarantee.
So.
Yeah.
Because Obama actually stopped the Ebola outbreak from even reaching the U.S. So
what I'm saying is I'd hate for Corona not to be a thing because then this would be expunged from Trump's flawless record. But I do like the guarantee of him being in the office, so it's tough is all I'm saying. I'm still thinking if anybody else has
with the Ron Paul background.
He's in it for the Ron Paul. It took me a while to get the background. I wasn't sure if anyone was gonna notice, and it's not ideal layout wise
What about your guys? Pyle, Marika, what do you think?
I'm fine with what's happening now. I know that a lot of people are complaining about, you know, the state of the world or whatever, but honestly I think it's been a boon.
A boon?
He's talking about his top knot specifically.
Yes. What was the question?
Your go-to answer to a question, if you didn't hear what it was, is honestly, it's been a boon.
It's a bit of a boon.
I meant boondoggle. I meant the opposite of boon.
Marika?
I mean, now I feel like I can't answer honestly.
What's your honest answer? Because I'll give it an honest
answer. I mean, I don't really feel like I have a super honest answer because they're both awful things, but... I mean, it would be nice if like other countries in the world hadn't also experienced COVID. Mm. So I guess wiping out COVID would be ideal.
That's really that's the right answer. That's
the wrong answer.
It's the wrong
answer because Trump gets a second term. Not only does America kind of dissolve, the union's gone, but also there's an argument to be made that more people might die if Trump gets a second.
But might.
Fine.
Yeah, Trump, I don't think you should be allowed to get a second term. I think we should do something about that.
Well, here's an interesting question.
Pyle.
You're just starting now.
It's up to us.
It's up to
me,
you,
and
listener.
Ron Paul.
What do
Come
you guys,
on, brother.
Do you guys think that Trump would get a second term if COVID hadn't happened?
Definitely would have no. increased his odds.
I don't think COVID helped.
Obviously not. Of course not.
I am apprehensive. I've never ever been right about one thing that I said about Trump, so I'm not gonna fucking jinx it.
Yeah.
The night he got elected, you were saying that he really think he's gonna grow into the role.
I said he could pivot. I said that he'll be a uniter. That he could be presidential.
All right. Enough politics.
What a weird bar to set. No, like, look, I know he's crazy, but he can be presidential. I think we'll get there.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
This is going away from American politics and going into HeadGum company politics.
It's even more dangerous.
Come on, Marika. All right. This one's specifically for Jake, and then we're going to kind of be the walnut gallery.
I truly hate when you do this.
Would you rather sell HeadGum for $10 million, but not be involved creatively afterwards, or stay at your current salary slash position and keep ownership, but long term, like no real sales on the horizon?
If you wanted to make this easy for me, you'd have to go way, way less on the sales side. I want out. I'll pay to get out at this point. Look at me. I'm recording a podcast with you in my goddamn closet. You think I like this?
This is the pinnacle, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I've bottomed out. I would cash out for next to nothing.
Correct. Marika?
Correct.
I don't know. It's a game.
I thought we were the Walnut Gallery.
Chime in a way.
But you're asking, I don't have an answer. I can't answer that.
This is unfucking believable.
Well, I guess the question is, Marika, do you think that I'm at an all-time low?
Concert. All-time low concert.
Actually, now that I asked it, please do.
I think you are at an all-time low concert. I think you're listening to Dear Maria Count Me In as we speak.
Uncomfortably throwing up rocker hand signals.
Just next to Ron Paul.
He has a heart attack.
I wish I were at an all-time low concert.
All right. Would you rather reply all to a company email thread with the last porn video you masturbated to, or send an apology to your ex?
For what?
For whatever you did to wrong them.
My last ex?
Yes, most previous ex.
Oh, that. Way that.
I feel like that's much better.
All right.
And I have something specific to apologize for, so I should send that fucking note regardless, man.
Didn't she cheat on you? What do you have to apologize for that you didn't?
I came down on her too hard. I should have given her a fifth chance.
Sorry, I wasn't good enough. Just generally apologizing for not staying in shape enough for her standards that she had to look elsewhere.
I mean, look at Keith. He's obviously better equipped than me.
All right. Would you rather live in an amazing house in a shitty area, or live in truly the worst apartment possible in the area of your choosing? But this is like roaches, no hot water, potential gas explosions always looming.
It's obviously disease, the first death, one. And dismemberment constantly hanging over your head.
Yeah, the walls are lined with asbestos, and you're at your best there.
But you're in the sixth arrondissement.
Incredible views.
I'll take the nice place in the bad area. That sounds solid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Pyle, you're living that.
Is that the whole setup? Was this just the whole?
I was trying to think of specific questions for everybody, but that one was more based on a segment we did last week. Marika, what about you?
Oh, obviously, I'll live in a nice apartment somewhere that I
house,
don't want to be.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Why are you mad at Marika?
This is a chore to do.
I answered the question with everyone else.
See, I came in this time and I'm like, I'm going to be positive. Yeah. I'm going to be additive to the conversation. I'm going to try to keep the energy level up. Mm-hmm. And you're out here actively trying to piss us off.
No, this episode's supposed to be a departure from the norm that we've kind of descended into. The first three episodes were like this. It was conversation starters, and then it slowly became to be that Amir, it just started coming at me.
Oh, it was Amir. Okay.
Of course. And then I'm not going to not yes and his ass. Now we don't have Blumenfeld, and I'm asking real questions, such as, would you rather be very famous and respected
that,
than A-lister?
Yes, anything, anything for that.
The second one is actually like a good amount of famous and even wealthier. And giving to charity and being a good person.
I want
kind of
notoriety. Wait, so and I want it now.
Super famous and respected.
No. Okay, so really, really famous, respected A-lister, but with absolutely no privacy. It's like you're at the level, like you can't even go to the grocery store. Or the most non-famous person ever. Like you're a nothing person. You know, like it's truly one of those things. Like people can kind of be down on themselves and be like, if I died today, no one would come to my funeral.
Yeah.
You literally, no one would come to your funeral.
I barely like going to the grocery store now. Okay. Like I won't not being able to do a fucking errand. Yeah. Okay. That's fine.
Yeah. Does that mean that like, if you're a nobody person, does that mean you have friends or you're just truly alone? Nobody likes you at all, but you have a lot of money.
I think it'd be you have friends, but like you really didn't make an impact on the world.
You have friends, but you don't have like a best friend.
Yeah. Okay. You work with people and you sometimes all get drinks, but it doesn't go beyond like, what are you guys passionate about this week?
Gotcha.
So kind of like this podcast.
Yeah, I'll be fucking famous, dude.
I wouldn't say that. I mean, Pyle, you and I like kind of, I go to you for like advice and stuff.
Really?
No, but like, I'd love to be able to.
Marika, what would you be famous for?
I don't know. Twitter, ideally.
Ideally?
I don't know, oranges? What the fuck are you talking about? Like, you want to be like Demi,
yeah,
but nothing
sure.
more?
I would want to be like famous on Twitter for occasionally tweeting funny things, but not feel like it's my job and I'm beholden to it. You know what I mean?
What?
It's so casual.
And that's what you're an A-lister who can't go to the grocery store for?
You're swamped by Twitter followers?
Or I'll like produce movies or some shit. Maybe both combined. Is that enough for you?
You finish your drink.
Yeah, that's cool.
Or another. You should say that Marika's drinking Coke and wine again.
Are you really?
Yeah, red wine and Coke. It's great.
I've never had that before. It sounds really fucking good.
It's a southern thing, right?
I think it's a Spanish thing.
Is it cold?
Yeah, it's cold. It's
but
kind
no
of
ice.
I have a few ice cubes in it. It's okay. Kind of like sangria, I think, for like people that get the large sodas at a movie theater, which is me. So
it's a big gulp sangria.
Yeah.
It's a bastard sangria. That's what they call it in Spain.
Marika, what's like your go-to order at the movie theater when you're snacking up?
Oh boy. I mean, I had AMC Stubs, which gave me a lot of $5 coupons because I just saw movies a lot of the time. So also sometimes I would like use that in combination with a coupon that AMC occasionally has that's for teens, but when every time I put my email, every time I put my age in it, it just gives it to me, and it's like a small cameo sized Coke and popcorn. It's like a normal good sized bag of popcorn for a normal person, and then same for the Coke, and then it's $5, so then I get it for free.
Five.
So you're scamming AMC.
So you're stacking.
$5 Chris Long. So you'd see a movie with Chris Long in it or something. I don't know.
I don't know who that is.
Why don't you say $5 popcorn?
What are you going to say, Jake?
I was going to say, you're stacking coupons. You have the coupon that gets everything for $5. Then you have the one that gets everything. You have $5 off.
Yeah.
That's awesome. You're a mean teen.
Can't help but notice that Jeff is mad again.
He's sulking.
For the Chris Long thing? Because I was having a conversation with Marika.
Can I speak?
I don't... Should you speak? Are you recording yourself
Can
now?
I say the
you
next
record yourself for the...
Can I say Fine. The next... Oh, shit. You know what? Yeah, we have to start again.
I figured.
Sorry. It's just like... It's nice, Jake, and it's nice, Pyle and Marika, when you guys kind of come in with your own questions, but when it gets to a certain length, it's like derailing the show a little bit. So...
Yeah. You guys remember earlier when I was talking about positivity? Like trying to maintain the like energy level.
Yeah. It's hard to do when you just see someone in one corner of your screen
frowning.
Visibly sad and upset.
Yeah, you're in like a sad little location.
Yeah.
This is my bedroom. The bed is lofted. All right, would you rather be wealthy as shit? Ethically.
Why are these all about money?
Are you kidding me, man? Let me get through the question.
Did you say wealthy ethically?
Ethanol.
Above board.
So you're sold
you're
ethanol.
Oil. You're an oil an oil baron. This,
you have endless funds because money equals happiness.
Hold on to your microphone.
Say the line again when your mic isn't flailing around the room.
Start over. It's like losing it.
Again, you need the show to be on the rails so you can fidget with your microphone while you ask us questions.
Berating us for interrupting him, and then
it's
he slaps
not recording.
His mic.
It doesn't matter because it's not plugged in, man. Would you rather be wealthy as shit, but you have to ghost your best friend? So you were best friends, you kind of just take a step back and you don't provide an explanation why you'd never see him again. Or... keep your best friend, but every year you have to burn $10,000 cash, and it has to be that you worked to earn. So, like, if you make $30,000 in a year, you have to burn a third of that just for your old best friend.
If my friend is, if I ghosted my friend, would I be able to give him cash? Like, not from me, like, have a shell company wire money into his account every once in a while.
I'm gonna say yes. But there's no way they'll know that it's from you. So you know that they're mad at you.
It's fine. If I know my best friend well enough, given this option, he would want me to never talk to him again and have money appear in his account. That's how Blumenfeld do. So, that's what I choose.
Marika?
Yeah, it feels just overall kind of dumb to burn cash, so I'm gonna
that's a net
ghost
bad.
My best friend. Okay. All right.
What are you gonna do with the money though?
I don't know.
Twitter?
I haven't thought of that yet.
Twitter.
Invest.
I don't know, Twitter.
File.
I don't really understand. Okay, so I can be rich or burn money. But my, okay. I could keep my friend or lose my friend, depending on...
Right. You can either lose your best friend and be rich as shit, or you can keep your best friend, but you have to, like, literally burn cash that you
keep
earn.
In mind, your best friend is your wife.
Oh. Yeah, I hadn't thought about that. Yeah, I probably... Ghost my wife?
Wait, why is your best friend Amir, but his is his best his wife?
Jill's, like, my eighth best friend.
I guess I'll
I have
money.
A lot of close relationships.
I was thinking of, like, my high school best friend.
Like, borderline ghosted friend. Already.
No, he's still my very good friend. I just don't see him that often. So if I ghosted him, would it be, like, the worst thing in the world?
Yeah, that's kind of how I was thinking about it, too.
Yeah. But I guess you're talking about my the love of my life. So, yeah, I'll just burn the cash.
All right. Would you rather be magically fit no matter what you eat or how much you work out, but have no sense of humor, or be like universally regarded as funny at whatever level you want, whether that's like you're a famous comedian or you're just kind of like the funny guy in the friend group, but you're 300 pounds.
Ripped. Absolutely ripped. And everyone can hate me. I don't even have to not be funny. I can be actively disliked as long as I have fucking abs.
Isn't the point of having abs to be liked?
It's to be hot.
Okay. Isn't the point of being hot to be liked?
No, it's to be fucked.
Like, you will be fucked, but in a different
way. No, it's
way.
Fucked up.
A delegate from Rhode Island, Pyle? He just changed his virtual background.
It's the calamari man.
What is
the meme? It's the meme today.
I didn't watch the DNC.
I didn't know. I don't follow memes.
I guess you didn't watch the Democratic National Convention either. Not to get sorry. Hold on.
I did. I absolutely did, and that's not fair. I watched it. I did watch it. I watched it in between commercials on Alone.
All right, moving on.
Pyle, Marika, magically fit no matter what, no sense of humor, or universally funny and like in bad health.
I don't want to be like in bad health when you describe it that way.
Okay, then let's say, okay, well, I mean, I don't want to body shame at all. So that,
right.
It's not that you're overweight. It's just that you're in bad health.
Right. I'd like to be healthy, so.
But being fit doesn't mean that you're healthy.
I'll be not funny.
I want to change my answer. I want to be sick and hilarious.
Yeah, I don't think like anyone's going to take the I want to be sick option.
Oh my god.
What an
god.
Option it is.
Next question.
Bye, next question.
Would you rather get hit in there with a hammer or have $1 billion?
Enough, man! Absolutely enough! It's been 14 episodes of this shit and I'm fucking sick of it.
Finally. The guy you lose it on is Pyle, of all people, of all guests. All, after all you've been through, you flip out on Andrew.
One of the busiest people at the network, three of the busiest people at the network on the show, yelling at me. Would you rather own a Rolex, but you can never wear it outside the house, or own a Rolex, but no matter what, you have to wear it outside the house?
That's a question.
That's a really good one.
I'll own it and not wear it.
Yeah, I'm with that.
I'll go own and not wear. That's almost more impressive.
I'm the same way. Because imagine like you're volunteering and you're wearing like a fucking Batman GMT mask, shining in the fucking overhead fluorescent lights, serving soup to unhoused people.
Yeah, imagine that.
Sorry, man, I didn't have a choice. You get it.
I made a deal with a podcast host.
They didn't have a choice.
Versus just like having it as a mantelpiece. Like imagine having a malm, sorry, go with me for a second, but having a malm fireplace next to a mantle. And, you know, you just have that roly-poly on that shorty goalie.
I was thinking of like I don't know why, but I was thinking of like a closet with like an accessory drawer and you open it and there's just a Rolex there. It's a walk-in, obviously.
That's the dream. Marika, it's like I'd have the accessory drawer, the Rolex, and then a little Timex, just like a rubber one next to it. And I would always do eeny, meeny, miny, moe. And then I'd choose the the little Timex and yeah. how humble I was.
You bring everyone in there when you do that to like show for certain.
What should I wear? Oh, you know what? Like Harvey Dent style with the coin. That's what I would do. I'd flip the coin. I make my own luck.
All right, new game alert. Here we go. Pick a fit.
Bam.
That's right. Welcome to Pick a Fit, the only game show on the HeadGum Podcast where you have to pick an outfit to wear at various events. This is the difference between you have to your two options are a full on formal wear tuxedo, black tie or ball gown, like the nth degree, like Met Gala type stuff, Oscars ceremony, nicest tux, nicest dress possible, or your shittiest wrinkled laundry day outfit. So mismatchy and really, you look like a slob. So I'm going to give you guys an event and you tell me which one you would all wear either one to.
Okay.
Number one, deposition. You're the defendant.
What's the, what are you being deposed for?
Let's say vehicular manslaughter.
Do you want to come off as
authoritative? Let's just say it. Let's,
okay. Sorry, just trying to punch it up a little bit.
Something bad happened and you're kind of at fault. You're not a murderer, but like you made a mistake.
Vehicular manslaughter, I'm wearing a tuxedo because a guy in a tuxedo, perfectly dressed, perfectly sharp, James Bond doesn't make a mistake. You know, I don't rear end anybody. That's not on me. I'm not at fault. I'm not to blame.
And you're not worried about it coming across as like a joke that you like dressed up a little bit too much. So you're like kind of making a joke out of someone's life being lost.
I'm not because I am meticulous. You can tell because of this tuxedo.
Wearing the Rolex.
I care a lot about everything. This roly poly. I just came back from the soup kitchen.
Yeah, I have to wear this Rolex everywhere, but at least I still have my best friend.
No, you don't. You killed him in the car accident.
He ghosted you.
Oh, that's a really good
yeah,
joke.
I'm wearing formal wear.
All right, so a ball gown with or a tuxedo, but I just like the idea of any of us in a ball gown with like the trail, two people right, kind of like, leading it into a deposition.
It's the white bow tie with the yeah. white tuxedo shirt.
The dinner jacket.
Yeah. yeah.
Shutting the trail of a gown in like that little door where you get to pose.
what if you're like, oh, I just came from something. Do you think you get away with that?
It's 2 p.m. It's 2 p.m. You're at a lawyer's office.
I just came from the funeral from the guy I ran over. Sorry.
Sorry, I just came from a soup kitchen. Great point, Pyle. The next one is funeral.
Again, formal wear.
A tux is like a little offensive, though.
Yeah, again, you're making a joke out of someone's
offensive?
Death.
Offensive?
That's a celebratory outfit.
But it's offensive?
The question is it more offensive to like show off at a funeral or to
or
come
be
wearing
yeah.
the worst
really
clothes
sad.
Ever?
To
yeah.
make a funeral your day is really selfish.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you come in and you're wearing like Umbros and like a torn t-shirt, people are going to be like, wow, he's really having trouble handling
exactly.
this.
Yeah. You can blame a laundry day fit on grief. You can't blame a tuxedo on grief because that took effort.
A grieving outfit is Umbros.
Yeah. All right. A job interview.
Tux.
I think it's easier to equate a tux to a ball gown because like a tux and a suit, the difference is like kind of small other than the little sheen it might have.
When I used to work at College Humor, I interviewed the interns, like our summer interns. And
sure.
Like everyone always showed up just wearing like a button down shirt and jeans or like nice pants, just like general, like nice outfit. And one day this dude showed up in like a full on suit and it was so funny to me. But then I was like, oh, I should just be telling people ahead of time that there's no dress code at the office. Cause
he was probably so embarrassed.
Yeah.
And just so you understand, this isn't a real job. Like we're not going to pay you.
Get paid an experience, brother. Don't worry.
Uh-huh. So you say tux, Jake. What about you, Marika and Pyle?
Probably depends. Like all things, it depends on the situation.
Middle management but at an accounting firm or something.
Then I think, yeah, you'd probably go tux. Even though I think people would be like, this guy's a weirdo for...
Neither outfit you're getting the job, we should say. They're going to think you're an idiot if you wear a tuxedo. And they're going to think you're a slob if you wear the laundry day.
Can you said like formal wear, like an award show
yes.
type deal. What if I wore this Timothy Chalamet? Oh, you can't see it. Timothy Chalamet
see,
at the Oscars wore a garageman coat and coat type suit to the Oscars. What if I wore that?
I think that's out of play.
You hate
then Marika's not going to your stupid funeral. Okay.
Wow.
What about the Timothée Chalamet harness look from another award show?
Harness?
Yeah.
What are you talking? Like a bungee jump suit?
No, like a strap situation. Never mind.
What are important. You talking about? I have to look this up now.
Yeah, I just Googled it. It's good look.
Can you make it your virtual background?
It looks kind of like a holster, like almost like you would have a gun.
The internet equated it to like a BDSM type look.
Oh, that's cool.
So BDSM is cool, Jake?
It's fine.
Fine or cool? Because you said cool and now you're saying fine.
If that is what you're into, it's cool with me. Ferris, cut this out.
No, Ferris,
cut
this
part
in.
Out, Ferris.
Let's actually really mix everything. This part so it sounds even clearer. What is like the coolest kink to have in sex? Because I don't know. I've been so vanilla for so long and, you know, you kind of have to have that first time to break the seal, which I have yet to, but still. Maybe.
So you're asking us a question or are you asking for advice? Oh, wait, Pile Talk. I'm on speaker view and I need to see that.
I hate that. I really do. That sucks
like that?
To see.
It was a great look.
I don't know if it is.
It's a Louis Vuitton thing.
I know. Yeah, that's why I hate it. I realize that having three people have it means that it's like an Alexander McQueen thing or something where it's like a fashion house telling people that this is what's cool and it's not. It looks like a bib. It looks like suspenders that come up into like a Lobster Shack bib.
I think the Michael B. Jordan one's the weirdest.
Yeah.
Because that's my
he
favorite.
Just added
it's
that.
Floral.
Yeah.
Over
that's, that one is my favorite, but that's just because Michael B. is Michael. The B stands for Bay. He's zaddy and he is a baddie.
Does it actually stand for Bay?
It stands for basketball.
Michael Bay Jordan.
Michael Basketball Jordan, but he's not the basketball player. And he uses it to differentiate from the basketball player.
I think that's actually a George Saba joke. I might be wrong, but if I'm remembering correctly, George Saba wrote that joke, so I don't want to take credit for it. All right, last one. A friend's birthday dinner that your crush is going to be at.
Tux.
Yeah, you can explain that away also. And you can like make yourself look good. Like, oh, I just came from an award ceremony where they handed me something because
so you
of how
can
great
lie.
I am. Yeah.
Do you feel like you're... I came from the Twitter Awards. How are you? Marika in a weird jumpsuit. Does the friend get mad, though, is the question. Because like...
Well, that's... You don't know what's going to happen.
I don't think my friend would be mad if I showed up decked out. I think that'd be funny.
Yeah, I think it's definitely funnier than showing up like a slob. Because people are like, you do wear that outfit, though.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, last one. This is the real last one. I wasn't going to do this one.
Right.
That one went way shorter than I thought it was going to. Your kid's graduation.
Slob.
What are they graduating from?
This is, let's just say, Berklee College of Music.
Oh, so it's not like a, it's not high school. It's a college graduation. I would do the laundry day.
Really?
I'm not drawing any attention to myself. I will be the ugliest, most dad guy there. I think. That's and also by the time my kid graduates from Berklee School of Music, I'm gonna be like 50, you know.
That's fair.
More, so I won't give a shit. When I'm 55, I won't give a shit at all.
Yeah, I'd wear like a nice outfit for my child's like a major event in my child's life.
Tuxedo.
I'd probably dress up, yeah. But I'd also wear like the holster thing.
You're the only close to being dad here, so I think we should really kind of take your answer with reverence.
Yeah, and Pyle's wearing a tuxedo right now, so I think that actually.
Yeah, we should have mentioned that.
I look the most insane out of anyone here right now. I don't think you should listen to me.
This is, your haircut is the laundry day of haircuts.
My body is the laundry day of humans.
Marika?
I originally said the laundry day one, but then my answer was not as noble as Jake's. So I guess I'll switch to formal wear. Because I guess my reason for saying laundry day was not as nice.
Well, mine wasn't nice. It was just that I wasn't going to give a shit.
Oh, I thought you said you didn't want to detract from your child's special
I did say
day,
that too. You're right.
And
I
was just like, I don't care.
He doesn't respect musicians. Jake's always said this.
No son of mine plays the goddamn oboe.
I don't play the oboe, Dad. I play
brass. Why don't you go into comedy, a real career?
That's Ron Paul speaking.
Durand.
The idea of you like being what the archetype of a very buttoned up dad who is like a lawyer and he thinks that like having a career in the arts is bad, but instead you think anything outside the arts is bad.
Yeah, I need my kid to go into podcasting.
Podcasting specifically. It's what do you guys you think podcasting is going to be dead in 20 years? What's the idea? And what's the idea?
I mean, with shows like this, how can it ever go away?
I think we'll all be dead in 20 years.
Climate change or... Are you kidding me? You're going to leave on that? What a bad note.
He made such a face right
as
he
clicked
the
button. Yeah, there was fear in his eyes that I pushed back on it at all.
Yeah, now's the part where it's like I have to hover over the command Q button.
I got to be honest, this was all I had for today. I really thought that there was going to be a little bit more banter on these pick
right,
a fit
well,
games.
You like berated us for bantering before, so I feel like, at least for me, I was a little scared.
Yeah, I just thought there'd be more in general. I didn't think that, I mean, you're asking us, I'm not a comedian by trade, so for you to yell at me saying like, oh, you know, you didn't improv good enough. Sorry.
Let's be serious then for a second. This is a bit of a departure for the show. Are there any updates from the network side of things that we can kind of let people in on? I know there is some. Marika is looking at me with hawk eyes, being like, "Don't say anything that's going to give away personal information." Is there anything that we can say? Some exciting things that are in the pipeline, or anything that, because this episode will be out on a week from tomorrow, the 28th of August. Anything interesting that we can talk about, or no? Our pile left. This is unbelievable. This is only going to look bad on the network that there's nothing interesting to talk about.
I should have done that, to be honest. Newcomer season 2 started this week, which is exciting.
Right? Got that vulture right up.
Not necessarily a to come thing, but it's just starting. Tune in if you like Lord of the Rings. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's really the only exciting thing that can be mentioned.
That's truly all I have. I just want you to land. I flew the plane poorly and I need you to land it.
I have to take it over.
Take it away, Marika Brownlee has the floor.
I don't want the floor. I mean,
have it. The floor is yours. And Marika left. This is unbelievable. I was gonna ask what her favorite canyon was. Fuck. All right, you know what, actually Ferris would have had something interesting to say about this, and he'll hear this when he's editing. So favorite canyon in Los Angeles. I mean, you've got Beechwood, Laurel, Franklin, Benedict, Stone Canyon. You have Mandeville Canyon, Topanga Canyon, Malibu Canyon. And they're all kind of known for different things. You know what I mean? Stone Canyon is home. I think it's the richest zip code in either the US or just LA or California. And it's home to some of the worst people in the world. Laurel Canyon has that storied music past. Beechwood Canyon kind of has a lot of energy around it. Harry Styles' ex-girlfriend lives there. And then you have Topanga Canyon, which is kind of a bohemian, not rhapsody, but haven in a way, an enclave of sorts. A lot of old hippies live up there, and a lot of younger families moving there because there's a good elementary school up there. And although there's kind of always present fire danger, there are still some affordable homes. It's 10 minutes to the ocean. And you don't feel like you're in LA, which technically you're not, but you're just outside of LA. And I would love to live there someday. Every time I bring it up, people kind of chide me. They poke and prod and they're like, why would you want to live so far from everyone? Because everybody that I know lives on the east side of LA. Anyways, thank you guys for listening. Let me know what your favorite canyon is. Laurel or otherwise, we'd love to hear from you. Feel free to email in at to the show if you have a segment idea or any feedback or anything you'd like to hear, any guests that you'd like to hear. We might start having some podcasters on the HeadGum Network on again. I know we've had Billy Scafuri on. We'd like to do more of that. The email to email in is hgpod@headgum.com. So feel free to reach out. We'd love to hear from you guys. Follow HeadGum on Instagram and Twitter. @HeadGum on both platforms. Or subscribe to Review on the HeadGum Network, or subscribe to If I Were You on the HeadGum Network, as well as NADPOD and Buckets and all of the new shows on HeadGum, especially Newcomers. Season 2 did drop this week, which will have been last week once this comes out. It's a very funny show. The first episode is very good. We have John Gabris on there. So yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. Hit him with that sax, Ferris.
Was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.